This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As we dip back into high school football, a familiar name in South Florida, somebody that I remember, I guess, about 20, 21 years ago at Deerfield Beach, went on to a tremendous career at North Carolina State, played a little bit in the league with New Orleans and Tennessee, and has become quite a role model businessman, and now the head coach at his alma mater, Deerfield Beach. Coach Tremaine Hall is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and welcome back.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it, man. It's good to be back home in South Florida at Deerfield Beach High School.
And what a time to come back. I mean, you know, everybody looks at last year as an off year, and he still won 8 games. I mean, everybody would love to have an off year like that. You know as well as I do that the talent that Deerfield Beach has every year is as good and comparable to anybody in the state. I mean, the areas that they have to recruit in, and the kids who come to school there, you know, from the Pompano area all the way up to the West Palm Beach or the Palm Beach County line. Talk about that, and what have you done since you got back to elevate that as well? Because I like I said, I mean, they didn't fall off last year. I mean, they still play competitive football, lost a tough playoff game. But what have you done since you've been back to get that old tradition rolling again?
You know, when we got back, first thing was to create a real culture there. When I say that culture, we have a lot of talent. And I just felt like, you know what I mean, we could be a whole lot tougher, you know? And that's something we wanted to do up front. We had to establish up front, offensively and defensively, because our skills guys were some of the top in South Florida. The other thing I thought that we needed a quarterback. You know, we needed a quarterback. And like you said, man, South Florida has some of the best, right? So we were awesomely grateful for Ryan Sweeney coming over, and I guess from Stoneman Douglas. And enjoying the Buck Pride, man, and who's a phenomenal quarterback who led us in the spring game with 5 touchdown throws. So, I mean, that's what I understood right away. We needed those components to match what we got outside.
Right. And the one thing that's always been good at Deerfield is the support from the administration. And they've always recognized how important this program has been. And, you take a look back into the 90s and into the early 2000s when they competed. And, you know, guys like Shoelace and people that have come through, and yourself and Carlo Joseph and some of the outstanding football talent that's come through Deerfield Beach. And for years, when they were successful, they were able to tap into what the Packer Rattlers did at the youth football level. Talk about that, because I think that may have been missing the last year or so, that connection with the community, that connection with the youth football.
You know, that right away we took a hold of that, because we understood how important the Packer Rattlers were to our high school. So, man, this is the first – this last Saturday was the first year where, three of the NFL guys came back, and Brian Powell and Pierre and what they call Singletary Motor. You know what I mean? Those guys came back, and we took some of our high school athletes over and did a NFL camp at the Packer Rattlers youth field. Nice. That, and it was amazing, a community event. I mean, everybody from the community came out, were saying how happy they were to see the connection getting back. And just teaching those our student athletes at Deerfield that truly that's what it's all about, and we can build that Pop Warner and the Packer Rattlers and get that thing gang going like we used to have it. We're going to see things continue to grow at Deerfield High, and hopefully to the point where we win a state championship.
Yeah. I mean, they've been there before. I mean, and they've come real close in the last decade or so. And you mentioned some other players, and there have been some really, really good talent. I mean, that have come through. talking about yourself, I mean, you were an outstanding football player. You were good. And the one thing you were good is in the classroom. Got you to the next level, got you, you know, a degree, got you to NC State. How much do you preach that to the kids? Because I know that you feel probably the same way I do. Anybody can play football, but can you combine your talents on the athletic field with what you do in the classroom? Talk about that, because I think that probably is as important as anything.
I mean, I think that's the most important thing. You know, as we move into this part and coming in and seeing, you know, our overall GPA, I want to say, was roughly around about 2.123. When I say a cumulative for everybody on our team, and to the end of the spring, it went up to 2.9. You know, when you got, our guys start to understand what it is to be a student athlete, and those grades are matters, because you want to go and play college football. You know, if you don't have the grades to do so, then you put yourself in the bind, and you put everybody else, your coaches, everybody who's rooting for you in the bind. So those things were important for us to establish right away, as well as establishing the culture that's important of what? Grades first, you know, then comes the football aspect of things.
Right, right. What have you done, you know, this, I know that you kind of laid down a little bit in the spring what you expect of the kids. How much during this summer and during this off season have you been able to get these kids into workouts, to get them, you know, get them playing in 7-on-7s, getting them to camps? How important has that been as well?
Oh, my goodness. That's something that I'll tell you now. The former Coach Green, he did a real good job of the college, getting them out to the colleges and everything else. So I really wanted to keep that going, you know. The other part was really what I found out is really getting those guys there to practice and making sure that they're there, making sure they're on time, you know, because we have to really break that habit. You know, most guys felt like they can come at any time they wanted to, and they had to understand it doesn't work that way. So we develop a system where, you know, a point system, you know, for guys who come to practice on time, you know, earn the points, you know, pick your jersey, new systems that they really love and helps them, you know, want to get up and come to practice. And all that, we hope we our seniors have to hold them accountable, you know. So they've been holding them accountable and pushing them. So because without our senior leadership, we understood that we're not that strong, you know, not that strong. So coaching is one thing, but having players who coach is a whole other level.
No doubt. Before I let you go, you talked a little bit about Ryan Spallina, a quarterback, a kid that came over from Douglas. Also, another kid who's probably a marquee player is Xavier Lucas, who a lot of people are finding out a lot about. Good-sized kid. How much do you work with him? Because, I mean, that's a position that you know very well in the secondary. And because you talk about leaders, I think Ryan and Xavier will be those two guys that a lot of the younger kids will look up to.
And you are exactly right. And being there and understanding Xavier was a big body, long body, you know, really good speed. But, you know, I mean, definitely developing his technique was key. So coming in, one of the biggest things that we put on our board is development. You know what I mean? Every kid that comes to Deerfield Beach High School, they're going to be developed. So Xavier, over time and during the spring, he started grasping what I was saying as far as being developed and stepping in and picking that role and understanding what it takes each and every day to be not just a player on Friday, but to be a practice player. So that leadership started to rub off on everybody else around him. So the same thing with Ryan, you know, understanding that it's more than just throwing the football. It's about reading defenses and being able to pick apart, you know, if they're cover one or cover three, you know. So that was a big emphasis. And those two guys, I mean, they grasped, and we've seen our team gel and come together in spring from day one, from a crazy show to game day against Boyd Anderson, putting up 35 points and holding them to zero.
Good stuff. Coach, well, welcome back. We'll definitely come out to see you. It sounds like you're excited, which is great. I mean, it's home. I mean, anytime you come home, you got that certain pride about it. Best of luck to you, and thanks so much for taking your time this evening.
I appreciate you guys, and thank you for having me. And we look forward to it, and I always say it, let's go Bucks.
Good stuff. Coach Jermaine Hall, the head coach at Deerfield Beach, obviously Jeff and Glenn did an awesome job, and you can't discount what he did. And even Tremaine was saying, listen, when it came to getting those kids placed, I mean, 23, 24 kids 2 years ago, it's amazing. And even Coach Hall admits, I mean, that's what the important part of this whole thing is getting the grades. I mean, and once you get the grades and once you get the education, everything else takes care of itself.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.